The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Police in Lower Merion are still looking for the driver they say killed a woman in a hit-and-run crash. KYW's Justin Udo joins us live from the scene at City Avenue. And Justin, it looks like there was a wheelchair on the side of the road. Do we know if it's the victim's?
Yes, it is the victim's, Paul. And what we know right now is there is still yellow tape up. It's still a very fresh scene as police officers are diverting traffic on City Avenue between Bala Avenue and Contrehockin State Road. It's closed off this morning as they investigate that fatal hit and run. Lieutenant Justin Judge with the Lower Merion Police says they're currently looking for a dark-colored SUV responsible for the crash.
Sure. We came out for a little after 2 o'clock this morning, a pedestrian in a wheelchair. We're not sure what the person was trying to do at the time, but they were struck by a passing vehicle. The passing vehicle did not stop, continued on its way, and unfortunately the victim succumbed to her injuries.
Now, Judge says they have talked to at least one witness, and they're asking anyone with information on the incident to contact them. And Paul, as you talked about at the beginning of this story, when I got to the scene, that wheelchair was still in the street. Police were still putting down fresh markings of different pieces of the car and of just the crash that are still out in the road. They say that woman that was taken to Lincoln Hall Hospital was in her 50s, died, and they are trying to figure out just what happened. And, you know, talking to Lieutenant Judge, he says another big thing about this is City Avenue is littered with a lot of cameras. A lot of people use this. It's very busy. So he said it's just a matter of time before they can find the person and that vehicle responsible for this crash.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.